We only drink on Mandela. Not the ring or bell. I eat the pussy wet.
Hey, yo, what's poppin'? Welcome back to another episode of Take a Shot Podcast. It's your boy Dub, aka Podcast Poppy.
And y'all already know who it is, Mr. Birthday coming soon.
Ooh.
Y'all already know who it is, Marv. Nice to meet ya.
Who we got in the house today?
What is your name? State your name.
We got the
gangster.
Homie in the house tonight.
State your name, gangster.
What's going on? I'm Easy.
Easy.
My boy Tone in the house tonight, man.
Thank y'all for having me.
For sure, for sure. But shout out to Tequila Mandala.
The only tequila that we drink and dub. Guess what?
What we got?
This guy just got some. I think we Mandala boys. How did you like it?
That shit is fire. It's
that smooth. Shit is fire, yeah. Huh? Come on. Told you. Sure. I told you.
For sure. Make sure y'all go grab that.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. But shit, man. Let's get straight into it.
No, we can look it.
Actually.
Shout we looking pretty nice today.
I got on my pink because I thought Cam. Never mind.
Check this out.
Yeah.
Do me a favor. It's gonna be a good episode. Do me a favor. Share it with your friends. And if y'all ain't got no your feels me, y'all already know how to get it. If you don't know, yourfeelsme.com or do me a favor. Go ahead and click the link in my bio or DM me personally.
Personal, baby.
And we'll get this shit popping.
Let's get it.
Let's
man.
Get straight into it.
Ooh,
so,
everybody having a good week so far?
Nah, not at all.
So look, check this out, Tone. You watch the show, bro. You already know how we do it. We got this thing called What Made You Mad This Week. And I think it's a unanimous decision.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Among all three of us, what made us mad this week?
The verses, man.
The motherfucking verses.
The
Locks
so
versus
whack.
Dipset.
I had to take that shit on the chin, pause.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I had a car club named Dipset.
I remember those days, yep.
The click was Dipset. Yeah. I was the president of Dipset. You know what I'm saying? He made it cool to wear pink, all that.
Absolutely.
Nah, man, nah.
They
was
the,
unorganized,
they took
unprepared.
The nastiest L I ever seen.
You know what I'm saying? They just...
unorganized, don't know your own lyrics, hella late. Singing over a playback.
For sure. DJ was sucked
DJ
ass.
Was weak as... Man.
They got hits. They place it in the wrong spot.
Bad placement of songs.
But you know that's how it usually go. It usually go. If your DJ is good, you go off of what they... like. Oh, this is whack. Let me kill you off. Yeah. They was gone probably in the first 7 songs. Bro.
Nah, for the jump.
I want to say like the first 3 to 5 songs, it was looking ugly. It was looking ugly, bro. Like the first 3 to 5 songs, bro. I was like, I think they may have got one out of like the first 5. Yeah. I was like, it's going downhill before it even really start.
And the Locks knew how to counter, though.
They know how to counter.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like they knew exactly what
song
they
were. Should have came out with Welcome to New York City. Being that it was a Madison Square Garden.
Start
you got Hov.
Get that W.
You know what I'm saying?
Get that first
they
W.
They waited, but then Jadakiss came back with New York. And it was like, come on.
Yeah. But then... honestly, Welcome to New York City is a better song lyrically, but the world knows
New York.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And the way Jada set it up before the song even dropped,
right.
It was like he set it up perfect. Cam just kind of came out and just, no, as a matter of fact, that they started Welcome to New York City, and then they cut it off, and then they cut it back on. It's like, you done took the life out the building
for sure.
When you do that. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody know what's coming already.
And it was like the Locks versus Cam.
That's
Jim Jones and Juelz.
What the fuck was Juelz doing? What did Juelz have on?
I think he was scared of his teeth.
Bro, that's why they lost. Bro, his outfit sucked, bro.
Yeah, his outfit,
like, his outfit was trash in a fucking can.
Yeah, he was overheating.
Bro, I used to look up to Juelz.
He had like five outfits on.
Bro, that mess was horrible, bro. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, bro, you didn't come out with the bandana. You had to come out with the bandana, bro. That's how I knew it wasn't him.
Santana bandana.
Or some American shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You got to have a flag on there, something.
American flag, Avirex jacket,
something.
Bro,
that was trash, dog. I was so mad. His fit was just horrible.
They were saying Freaky Zeke looked like a smoker.
Yeah.
The homie had a sweatsuit on.
He wasn't even like a hype man. He was more like a backup dancer.
Yeah.
So
it was all bad, bro.
That mess, bro. That's
but the thing is, we're all fans of the Locks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like...
hell yeah, of course.
Of course.
Absolutely. It was a landslide, though.
I've been saying that Versus taught me, bro, how slept on
yeah
your boy is, bro.
Kiss
is slept on. Kiss is like that dude, bro. And we've been talking about his bars.
He always say top five dead or alive,
bro.
But I wouldn't go that far. He's top 10 for sure, all time.
But see, it's a difference though, because it's not only the bars, the songs, everything. It's the performance.
Yeah,
they actually put on like a concert.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
You got
Jim Jones and them. They wanted to just play their hits. Hmm? They put on a show where it was like they outperformed them.
And then you got to think, Dipset ain't been on stage together in years.
You can tell.
The Locks still, you can tell that they still hang out. They own juice bars together.
Right.
So that they still see each other on a regular basis. Cam live in Miami. Juel live in New York. So they all spread it out. They ain't been hanging out together. Yeah, so the chemistry was off.
Right. They thought just their name and you know, what they did for the culture was going to just carry them through it.
Yeah, man. It didn't happen. They was a big part of our culture because we all around the same age. They was a huge part of our upbringing, bro.
Did you see my boy fall off the stage, though? Did anybody see that?
Yeah.
He fell off the stage,
we saw
bro.
It afterwards, yeah.
I'm surprised Kiss didn't say that. I said, shut up, nigga, you fell off the stage.
He had them leather pants on.
Yeah, he can't be the weatherman no more.
Oh, man.
Shit getting out of
hand. Yeah, Styles got it. Styles took it from him.
Yeah, for sure.
Bro, Kiss, dog.
Yeah.
Kiss is sick, though. Like, and that set it up to perfectly for him to be in Lovers and Friends. You see that? Mm-hmm. Lots of just added to
the Lovers and Friends concert. And then Sheik didn't really have no songs performing nothing. He was just there.
Just he performed his one hit.
That one hit.
He performed his one hit. That's all he need.
And then when Dipset had female songs to try to get the females involved, then they came with Mariah with the Grammys and all that.
What you come with Mariah?
Yeah, it was hard, man.
They messed up. This is what they messed up at. First of all, like you said, Jewel's didn't have his bandana on at first. He had a stupid ass, fake ass Louis Vuitton wave cap that I was pissed off about.
Yeah.
But Cam should have came out in pink.
Yeah.
If Cam would have came out, I don't give a fuck if it's
pink
new
Tim's,
pink.
Pink jacket.
It don't matter. I'm just saying, even if it was just pink, like something else. Yeah, I don't give a fuck. If it was some skinny jeans, pink. Yeah. I don't give a fuck what you had on.
Yeah.
Like, was it all pink?
Yeah.
We would have felt it more. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pause.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. I definitely didn't like that. Yeah, man. I was highly disappointed. Highly disappointed on how the Dipset came through, man.
That shit was trash, bro. Yeah. Trash. I was so mad. Like, it was so bad. Like, I deleted my picture.
I had a better music lineup on my story than they had.
Yeah, bro, for sure.
Everything I love, my car, bro. Oh my god, bro. I got in my car. I was like, oh, the verse. I was so ready, bro. I was sitting here. I was like, oh, they play this. They play this. I swear to God, my fucking playlist was 10 times better than that shit. They didn't have to rap. They could have just played my shit and just sit there like this.
Right.
They needed all sitting in that weak ass beast chair that was on stage.
He didn't even get into Come Home With Me enough. He didn't get into Jewel's and get into I Can't Feel My Face, like stuff. Like, they didn't get into
no Horse and Carriage, no nothing.
No SDE stuff. Like, what are you doing? Like, bring out like your shit that everybody know you for.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't understand their strategy. Yeah. I don't get it.
They should have came out to Dipset Anthem, bro.
The first song?
Yes.
New York City. Like,
Welcome to New York City should have been first.
Because you're in Madison Square Garden, like, they would have felt it. You would have took over.
Oh, yeah, true.
And then you set the tone.
Yeah.
But
like my boy said, they wasn't prepared.
They wasn't prepared at all.
They was like, they said practice. You know who we are? Practice. Right. Y'all talking about practice?
Right.
And then you seen the pictures of all the Dipset members in the crowd. They didn't even let them on stage.
Yeah. A million niggas was on stage.
Hell Rail was in the crowd. J.R. Ryder was in the crowd. It's like, damn, man. Like, the original Dipset ain't even up there, really. Right. You seen the Locks. You seen D&Y back there, like, you know what I'm saying, from Rough Riders. So, like, they really had their people with them.
The Locks controlled the crowd as well because they were shouting out Max B. They like, took over Dipset's whole, you know what I'm saying?
I
was with him before he was locked up, this and that.
I know Jim was burning
every
up.
Every angle they could have took, they took.
I know Jim was burning up about that.
Yo, boy, Cam was hot, boy. Oh, I know you see all those hot videos.
He was pissed.
Cam was ready to fight. You see how he was spinning his ear like, hey, bro, hey, yo.
Yeah. He was pissed,
getting out of control, bro.
He was pissed, bro.
Bro, he was hot. It was funny, though.
Yeah. I think Cam may need a rematch by himself against somebody.
Man, because I want to kill a Cam. Kill
the way,
camp,
the way they
camp,
came
camp.
Out, I think they would have got washed against anyone, even G Unit, whoever. Like,
oh, yeah.
Bro, Beano Watts could have beat him. Beano Watts, my friend. Hey, shot a clock about to go up. Everybody would have been at home like, shot a clock, we about to go up.
I'm drunk off the first song.
Bro, I promise. Oh, I fucking promise.
That's real.
Well, let's get straight into it, Mr. W.
Man, let's get straight into these topics, man. So, look, check this out. I've been noticing a lot of topics on Twitter, and I feel like the men feel a certain way based off of some of the things I've been reading. So let me ask y'all this, and everybody that's in the live as well.
Okay.
Is it okay for men to feel like they are the prize in a relationship. Let's add that at the end. Is it okay?
God damn right, it's okay.
Talk
why
to me.
Why shouldn't I feel like I'm the motherfucking prize? Every woman like a guy with confidence, right?
Right, right.
You should be confident. You should let them know, look it. Check this out. You winning right now.
Yeah.
Because guess what? Girls ain't playing no games. They ain't getting nothing in action, right?
Look, they want me out here on these streets.
They want it. Look it. If you don't want it, guess what? I might have to go somewhere else.
That's real. How you feel, Tom?
You know, especially if you became a man, you're not playing games no more. You provide a lot.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? You bringing a lot to the table. You're not just providing, but, you know, you being there emotionally, physically, sexually, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you hold yourself to that standard and you living up to it, then why not?
Yeah. As long as that's the key. You said it right there. You got to live up to it. You can't be all talk and then don't live up to it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You got to walk it like you talk it in order to feel like you the prize. Now, women that's in the chat, would you feel a way if your man told you, like, I'm a prize out here in these streets? Would you feel a way, ladies? I want to hear what the ladies got to say, because we can say it all day, but I want to see what the ladies got to say. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times they will mistake that confidence for cockiness or arrogance. Right. You know what I'm saying?
And it gotta be like hand in hand, though. Like, that woman's supposed to build that man up
right,
to make him feel like he's the prize, and he's supposed to do that for the woman as well.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it complements one another.
Okay, ladies saying yes, it's cool. It's cool. Hell yeah. Call yourself an asset, but not the prize. Why not? What's wrong with that verbiage? Does prize trigger you? What does the word prize trigger you? Why not be a prize? Why I gotta be an asset? An asset make me feel like I'm not the main thing.
Right. You only add to that team.
Yeah, I'm like a side dish. Nah, I'm an entree, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Entree, baby.
The homie said, I told my girl the price went up.
Well, I'm telling you, these stock markets, I'm telling you. Telling you. Hey.
I agree, though.
They could fall and they could rise.
Mm-hmm. Especially if, you know, as a boy, you were full of shit.
Yeah.
You became a man, you handling your business.
Come on.
Doing everything, like, all across the board.
Mm-hmm.
Not just provide, not just flying her out. Like, we ain't talking about just females. We talking about your woman.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We ain't talking about tricking.
Right.
We ain't talking about none of that. We talking about just your woman.
Right. Nah, for sure. You should feel like you are.
But honestly, shoot, nowadays I feel like even just being a good ass nigga is a prize.
Yeah.
This having you a good ass man nowadays is a prize, right, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it is.
It's sad to say that, like, but you having a nigga that's down for you, a loyal motherfucker, is a motherfucking prize.
Mm-hmm.
You should be happy. If you ladies out there, you got you a good dude out there. He might not have all the money, he might not be tricking on you, you might not be getting Louis Vuitton. But guess what? You got you a good nigga that ain't out there cheating on you.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And it's so easy nowadays to be a cheater, bro.
Easy.
Too easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
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 Pun intended.
I'm not even that, though. Hold on, let me clear something.
Okay, let's go.
Talk about
let's
it.
Go.
Come on, Tone.
Let's go.
You know, a lot of dudes out here is just after one thing.
Right.
The pussy.
You know what I'm saying? The pussy.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And a lot of females fell for the trap. But just because you got a prize, a good dude,
yeah,
don't mean he don't like to have sex.
Exactly.
Give that prize the prize.
The prize.
Give that prize the prize. I like that.
The homie trying to get that meow meow. You feel me?
That's the title of the episode already.
I'm telling you.
Get that prize the prize.
Because you got a whole lot of Tyreek Hills up in there. You know what that is? Cheetahs. Cheetahs. That went over their head, though.
Did,
that might have went up here, though. A whole lot of Tyreek Hills.
Got to throw the peace sign.
A whole lot of Tyreek Hills. Cheaters,
oh
yeah.
Shit, that's funny, bro.
It's real though.
That's funny.
It's so sad. Like, it's not a lot of good men out here. And if you got one, take pride in it, I'm telling you.
I feel like a lot of these newer women, you gotta have the. They want to see the money. Show me the money.
You know what?
They want to see it. I'm talking about these new ones.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? They wanna see it. You know what I'm saying? Rather than go through the process and to see that a man can really value you and take care of you, they want to see it up front. Like, what can you do for me right now?
Right.
It's like, nah, you got to earn that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Let's get to that point. They want you to fly them out, pay their bills first month. It's like, nah, right. Life don't work like that.
Right.
Or they don't want a dude that's building. They want a man already just set.
Yeah.
It could be a dude already that just got a job. He making $60,000.
Right.
But they want that $100,000 right now. Right. But he gonna make $100,000 next year. But yeah, you don't want to wait.
Not knowing last year, he wasn't making nothing.
He wasn't making nothing.
So he making progress. Be part of that journey with him. Yeah. Show him you his backbone, all of that, and then, you know, y'all build from that. But, you know,
actually, that's the best way to go. Not to cut you off. Because a man that's already there, he already got that bread, and then you come along, you ain't entitled to none of that. You didn't help me get none of this bread. Right.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You didn't help me get to a place in my life to where I'm financially and mentally and emotionally stable, and then you come in and you expect to take part in that?
You weren't with me shooting in the gym.
There you go.
Somebody said, we too old to still be banking on potential.
So you say that to say what? What are you saying? Say what you really want to say.
Everybody race ain't the same though.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna be real. Like,
and that's the thing with, especially with social media, everybody wants that overnight.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody's just posting the good shit. Ain't nobody posting failures.
Exactly. Yeah.
So everything look good.
Yeah.
So
you can have your dude right now. You can think like, oh yeah, he balling. He taking me out every day. Whole time he on PPP and it's about to be gone.
About to be gone.
So all that, yeah, you got your Louis bag, all that stuff. You had them good dinners and all that stuff. Right. Now guess what? I'm down. What are you gonna do for me, or what's gonna happen when I'm down?
Mm.
Are you still gonna be there?
Mm.
No, that's the question. Are you still gonna be there, or is it gonna be on to the next one? You know what? I need me a dude that's more secure. You know what? Now she's not trusting these guys. Oh, I fell for a guy already that had this and gave me this and gave me this. I'm looking for this, 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 and this, this, and this.
But then it damages both.
Mm. Yeah.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Because he didn't have that somebody, you know, going through the journey with him. So now he doesn't want to trust that again.
He's like,
and the same with her. If it's just on her, you know what I'm saying? Not just bashing women, but
if she was
only benefiting one thing and it runs out, then it's on to the next person.
For sure.
So let me
address the young lady that made the comment.
Okay.
She actually commented back. She said, addressing the commentary about a woman being with you while you're still not all the way together. So like we said, you want a man that's already put together, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're not entitled to any of that per se, because you wasn't with him in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? If you end up getting that, it's a plus on your end. But if you don't, if he be like, look, baby, you wasn't with me then when I was struggling. You know what I'm saying? So don't expect certain things from me. A man like that already, if he got it out the mud on his own, he gonna have a certain mindset that, nah, this is me. I did this. Can't nobody fuck this up.
And then he's gonna be like this. Now I'm on. How many people gonna wanna hop on now?
Yeah.
Now I'm on. How many people want this? Yeah. How many people wanna be with me now?
Yeah, for sure.
He could be the ugliest motherfucker. You feel what I'm saying?
But he owned it.
Now I'm on. I'm on. Pussy is left and right.
It's everywhere now.
It's everywhere.
Now, just be, you may think that you may be the pick of the litter, but to him, you a dime a dozen.
Exactly. And you gonna have to show him and prove to him what you are.
Yeah.
At the end of the day,
what you about?
What makes you so special that this girl ain't? What makes you so special that this celebrity that's making six figures is on me now?
Talk about it.
Think about it. Like, you somebody like...
Come on, talk about it.
I was going to say the baby.
No. Leave him out.
I'm just saying, like, not like that, but like that. Imagine this. Like, you, like, you know, you cool, whatever. You know, in the streets. And now all of a sudden, you booming real quick.
Yeah.
And your money is stupid. You got stupid chains. You sitting here. You on meals now. You put your whole team on. And a girl trying to come talk to you. What you going to think? Like, okay. Yeah.
Right.
Now another girl trying to talk to you. Now this celebrity trying to talk to you. This other celebrity trying to talk to you. Like,
because a lot of dudes out here who didn't have, like, if they didn't have the money, they wouldn't have these.
They'd be
women.
Lame, bro.
They wouldn't have these.
Niggas be lame, bro.
A lot of dudes got bread and they corny.
Exactly, because they ain't never had it before. A lot of dudes ain't never, like I said, a lot of dudes ain't even talked to a girl before.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They ain't never been around bad chicks. So once the money come, they tricking off on it because they're like, you know what? All right, she bad. Hey, let me get her some money so she can come kick it with us.
Right.
Then you have dudes that, like, been around. They're like, this is normal, bro.
Yeah, this is regular. This is everyday shit.
Or the average Joe with just confidence and, you know, confident in himself.
Mm-hmm.
Know how to get around.
Yeah. So. True. I agree. So let's move on just a little bit. Ladies, we going to shoot you some bail on this one.
Bail.
Loyal to my dog, but a dog to my girl. That's the quote.
Mm.
Why do men have so much loyalty towards their homies, but not the woman that they're with.
Because homies is supposed to be forever. Okay. That's what I think it is. It's like my dogs, I don't give a fuck what's going on. It could be whatever. You could fuck my bitch. I don't give a fuck about none of that. Whoa. And I'm just saying, like, honestly, my boy, like me and Bates, or even me and Bino, even though he be on some bullshit, Bino. no, my niggas is there. Like, regardless, ain't nothing coming between that.
Yeah, sandbox shit.
It's sandbox shit till I die. Honestly, till I die. Yeah. If I fuck with you, I fuck with you heavy.
Yeah.
Now, women, like you say, a girl could cheat on you tomorrow. She could do you dirty tomorrow. You don't even know, like, you don't know your significant other true intentions until, like, later in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but when you invested, like, deep in it, that woman is going to, like, steer you right, though. Like, you got to listen to that woman. You know what I'm saying? So your homie's not going nowhere. They your boys.
Yeah.
They going to understand, like, all right, you know, tone, easy, whatever, like, got a good one.
Yeah.
So we know he's straight.
Yeah.
But if your homies know that she not solid or whatever it is, they gonna be like, nah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fuck all that. But a woman who's right, got her head on right, or just see the potential in you, or just know, you know, what kind of man that you are, she gonna have you right. You know, she gonna have you eating right. She gonna have you, like, looking right, dressing right, just straight. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
it all depends.
Yeah, I feel you on that, just to kind of piggyback off what you were saying. I feel like dudes do that. Is more loyal because of the history. Because of the history that they have with their homies. But on the other end, I feel like you said, I feel like a woman will help you in the long run. You know what I'm saying? Mentally, like you said, mentally, emotionally, stuff like that. The homies don't give a damn about if you're depressed and none of that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? They just want to know that you got their back for the most part.
And then at the end of the day, though, like, the homies been there. Like you said, sandbox type shit.
Yeah.
But I don't want to spend the rest of my life with the homies either.
That's though. Real. That's real. I don't want to go.
I don't lay up on the beach with clear water with the homies. I mean, I do, but that's just on some, like, bachelor party type stuff or whatever it is. But you know what I'm saying? Like
somebody to actually share your actual life with. You need a life partner.
Of course. You want to share your life with this person. I'm just saying, as far as your homeboys, you definitely expect loyalty from your boys.
Absolutely.
If your boys ain't putting you on, your boys ain't telling you, look, you look stupid. Sure. I tell my homeboy all the time, what the fuck you buy that jacket for? What the fuck you buy this shoe for? What the fuck you doing this for? Yeah. I'm helping them.
Yeah, for sure.
If you try to get some money, this is how we need to be making money. This is how we doing this. If your boys ain't on that shit, then you got the wrong boys.
Yeah,
to be honest with
for
you.
Sure.
And of course, like, don't get me wrong. Like I said, you got to have that woman. You should be securing your woman and all that stuff. But I'm saying the reason why these people... Your boy should be there for a lifetime.
Yeah, for sure. Don't cut.
Don't cut your homies off
for your woman. For every female that come across your path.
Please.
I hate when niggas do that. You know what I'm saying?
I hate when niggas do that.
Because then you come back to the block and they're like, nah, like we cool on you.
Yeah.
And happen all the time.
You need us to ride with you. Nah, we cool.
I'm cool.
But like I said, when they know that your female solid, your girl solid, they not even all right. Tone out the way. We know why.
Yeah.
He handling business. He with his girl.
He got a good
one. He enjoying life. He got a good one.
But that's how it should be. You know, like, it should be never no hate, no.
And you should be able to bring your girl around your home.
You should never have to divide it.
Yeah.
But you got to have your homie time, too. Like, you got to be with your boys. Even if you ain't, like, you know, nigga, like, let me get this right.
Come on. Talk about it.
Females. With a dude kicking with his homies, and we go to the club or we go out. It ain't about getting bitches. Just like y'all go to brunch and y'all be with y'all girls and y'all be talking. Niggas could be chilling. If you have a homeboy that's like married or wiped up, he ain't even gonna be talking to the girls. He gonna be sitting there scared that he gonna be on Instagram or something. He gonna be sitting there chilling. He might say hello or hi, I'm this and this and this and this. But other than that, don't get it twisted. It's where, oh, every dude, when they with their dudes, they out here cheating. They fucking bitches. They go to Vegas, they doing that.
We this, fucking watching this. The game. Chilling, drinking.
No, I'm just saying, even if we at the club. Even if we at the club.
Yeah.
You gonna sit there and you gonna be laughing like, bro, y'all over here with these young ass hoes and these hoes ain't about nothing.
Right.
And y'all gonna sit here and let them drink all the bottles.
You done been around the block. You already know what
they're
about.
Bro, you already know.
And it's the same thing that we gotta hold the females to, though.
Yeah.
Like, just because a female out with her homegirls and all that, don't mean they out here cheating.
Giving it up.
You know, of course, you want your woman to get busting hit on because that's a compliment to you. Like,
hell yeah.
If my girl go out, go ahead and look. Try to bag.
Go ahead and look, playboy.
I'm like, hold on, like
I got the wrong one.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, for sure.
But a lot of dudes in these DMs just getting curved.
Yeah.
So for sure, every woman just ain't hollering at every dude either. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. I definitely agree.
And at the end of the day, look, let your girl have fun. Your girl got some homegirls as hoes. I'm gonna be real with you. And guess what? They in bottle service with the niggas. Your girl is going with them because the drinks is free. She gonna say, look, I have a boyfriend. I'm not, everybody been in bottle service with that girl with a friend that ain't fucking with nobody.
Right, that's real.
She's just sitting here. She's ugly. Too cute. She like, I don't even want to be here. Girls, look, put your purse down, sit down in a corner somewhere and relax.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody trying to talk to you like that.
So
nobody.
Ain't.
Go get lit off the mimosas and then come see me. You know what I'm saying? Oh, get all of that in your system. I'm going to be at the crib waiting on you.
On everything.
That's funny. Mark, go ahead and read this on my
So head. I got a question for everyone. Mm. This might stir some shit.
Stir it.
Like this. It's my birthday coming up. Anyway, okay. So who has the upper hand in relationships? The man with the money or the woman with the beauty and the booty?
That's tough, bro.
I'm going to jump right in and just okay. say.
Pause.
Pause.
I'm about to dive in. Oh, yeah.
But no, like the money could be gone and the beauty could fade. Mm-hmm. So if you out here,
speak to us.
If you out here flashing the bread, then the gold digger's going to be after the bread.
Right.
If you out here flashing your body and the beauty and the sex and all that, the dude's going to want the sex and the body and all of that.
Okay.
So they both could be gone the next day.
Okay.
So I don't really know who has upper hand.
Okay. Okay. So look, check it out. You a baller, millionaire. You got it. You got the bag. You know what I'm saying? Your girl, everybody want her. She the baddest. You know what I'm saying? Y'all just got together. Y'all been together for 3-4 months or whatever. So y'all know, y'all getting to know each other, but y'all really don't know each other like that. Mm-hmm. At that particular point, who has the upper hand in a relationship? Do she got to worry about you because you got all the money, or do you got to worry about her because she bad and everybody want her? It's tough, bro. What you think, Mar?
I'm going to be honest with you. Nobody has the upper hand. Everything should be sitting there even.
I agree.
And y'all should appreciate both of y'all for what y'all both have, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
She's beautiful as fuck, and that's why you win her. Every nigga want her, and you winning. Right. At the end of the day, you winning. You got the most beautiful girl in the world.
Right.
And she, and well, we don't know, but and she faithful to you.
Right.
And she cooking.
That's all you.
Your favorite. Yeah. You know you got the chimichangas. She got the chimmies. She made them. It wasn't, y'all didn't put it in the microwave.
From scratch.
Bro, so you got that going on.
Yeah.
And like I said, she know you. You a solid dude. You look good. You might not look as good as me, but you good enough. You feel me? And you got some bread.
You got some bread.
And you gonna
bread.
Take her out. And guess what? She hungry. You gonna feed her. Her feed her. Guess what? You gotta take the red bottoms off. Let me get you some better ones. That bag is nice, but you know what? I think this Louis match your eyes.
put that Michael Kors down.
And his dress, compliment them thighs. I'm telling you. Let's be real.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
That's tough, bro. Mm. But you're right, though. You're right. That's tough, man. That's tough.
I think it should break even, though.
Yeah,
I'm going to ride with that one.
Who you think will be more insecure than that?
Sheesh.
That's tough, man. I'm telling you, that's tough, bro.
I don't know.
The dude with all the money or the fine or the bag?
The money could keep her.
The money could keep her.
But you think the money is she happy, though? You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to say
but
this.
Then it's also where she knows she got the looks and the bag is secure.
Yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying? Is he happy? Mm-hmm. So it's tough.
I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be real. Guess what? The money ain't going to keep her. Guess what? It's more niggas with money.
Yeah.
With more money than you. So that ain't going to keep her.
Because if you got money, so y'all already in the areas and events with other niggas with money.
Yeah. So it's like, unless you got money, like you fucking Jay-Z or some shit like that. Or it's just like,
but if I got bread like that, I'm not in the regular scene with all these fraud and PPP motherfuckers.
No.
You know what I'm saying? I'm changing the weather somewhere.
Of course. But I'm just saying, okay. So it depends on your money. Like if you got stupid, but if you got money, like, okay, boom, I could buy you whatever you want or whatever you need. But then... now she's used to this.
Yeah.
So now when she's going out, when she's not with you, she might be, you know, up there.
I'm gonna let y'all know tomorrow because I plan on hitting that lotto tonight.
I'm just saying.
They saying that the beautiful women are usually insecure. I believe that. I definitely believe that.
Because it's only like beauty deep. You feel me?
Yeah.
Is that why some people talk to ugly girls?
It ain't even ugly, but
ugly
it's like
would be fun.
Yeah, for sure. Or average one like. You know what I'm saying? The looks.
Or just
the
average chick, yeah, for sure.
You can have a bad one, but it's like, you boring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you just letting the looks just get you so far.
Yeah.
everybody just wants you like for eye candy or just, you know what I'm saying, to show you off, but then what?
You dull as fuck. You ain't got no conversation. You ain't got no sense of humor.
No nothing. You just, you standing there like, oh, you know.
I'm fine, so that's enough.
Such and such got a bad one, but that's it.
Yeah.
That ain't cool.
Yeah.
I'm rocking with that.
Man, that was a tough one right there.
Nah, that's on you, Tone.
Ooh.
Okay.
Let me see.
It's on me?
Yep.
You might have to.
If you find out your new boo has sex with someone who you think is beneath you,
would you
look at them different?
If you find out that your new one, your new joint, she slept with a dude, you like, that nigga's a bum. You was with him 2 years ago?
I mean, I'm confident. I ain't cocky. I ain't arrogant. I ain't conceited, but I feel I'm that dude. You feel me?
Right, right.
So I hold myself to a certain standard.
Okay.
But then it's like, you found out, like, what? Like him?
Mm.
Nah, like, then you kind of like, you start questioning yourself.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, you feel like she's accessible to anyone.
He's like, damn, you was with that nigga, right, bro.
Like, this dude riding a bike to work?
Right.
Like,
now you're going to feel like he got one up on you. Like, I had her first, bro.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
You might be in a Benz and he on a bike, but he had her.
Or not even that, it's just...
I'm just giving the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. I don't know. If you hold yourself to that standard,
yeah,
and then you just find out that somebody who didn't have any standards,
yeah,
was, you know, somebody had access to your new boo, you gotta self-evaluate, so, you know, everything.
But what if you looking on the outside, you're like, oh, he a bum, he got this, he got that. But deep down inside, she already met the person, so she know how sensitive he is, how he wake her up in the morning, how he make the ass, how he do this. And he could be sitting on the bank road that you don't even know about. Because cats might drive that Honda, but got Hondas. Yeah. You feel me?
I ain't trying to hear all that.
I'm just saying. You can't
Because I don't even want to get to know him. It's just...
I'm just saying, like, you can't judge a book by its cover. Just like girls. Girls always say, I'm not bashing women. They always say, you talk to that, you at least cheat on me with a girl that look better than me.
Cheat up.
But the whole time, the dude didn't cheat on you because you looked, because you was ugly.
Yeah.
He cheated on you because you wasn't sucking dick, or you wasn't doing this, or you wasn't doing that.
You weren't giving him time, you weren't giving him compliments.
Smallest things.
She listens.
She listens.
That can literally be it.
She built me up.
Hey, we didn't argue every day.
Yeah. It could be something so small.
She liked my smile. I never smiled around you because you made me mad. Mm,
when I come home from work, she asked me how my day was.
Baby, I don't like chicken nuggets. And I told you that 3 times.
Right.
She make actually chicken. She make chicken.
The whole chicken.
Like the whole chicken.
And all that.
Babe.
I honestly don't care. Yeah. I just don't want to hear about it.
Yeah.
Everybody got a pass. I got a pass. Yeah. I ain't gonna bring my pass up.
Yeah, for sure.
You're not gonna bring your pass. So I just don't want to hear about it. Like,
but what if you find out?
Then, I mean, it's part of the past. Like, if I find out you still back creeping or talking to somebody, I'm about to break your neck real quick.
That's different.
You know what I'm saying? I'm call OJ, see how his gloves didn't fit or something.
Right. I'm telling you, bro.
What?
That's crazy.
But I don't know. That's deep, though.
Deep blue sea.
Pause.
What about you? How do you feel about that, Derek W?
Man,
yeah. Speak on the duck.
I feel like I will look at her away. I would definitely look at her away. It ain't enough to make me leave her, but I will look at her and say it has to be something more about this dude than what I see that made her give it up. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna just call a spade and just leave it at that, because once you get to digging, trying to find out some shit, you know what I'm saying, trying to get into like who this nigga really is, now you look crazy as fuck, you know what I'm saying?
It could be though that, you know, just immature, she's seen some, or maybe he has some at the time or whatever it is, and she not about that no more, he ain't about that no more, so just going back and dwelling on the past, like, a lot of people gotta just move on from that, you know what I'm saying?
And be real. Yeah.
So
hey, well, hold on, let me do this real quick. Ronald Snyder, don't you ever disrespect me, okay, brother? Hey, if she messed with me before she messed with you, she upgraded, then downgraded, Ron. Let's be honest.
Good looking, baby.
Shout out to Ron.
Appreciate it,
bro. Yeah.
That's cool, man.
But yeah, man. So, hit us with this one. Pause.
All right. Ladies, I'm going to kind of shoot y'all some more bell a little bit.
Let's do it.
Do you believe that men start looking to settle down once their options start getting slim?
Oh.
Out here on these
now,
streets?
I want to see the women's answer before we even start.
Do men settle once their options start getting slim?
Do y'all, okay.
Ladies,
okay.
Do you feel
okay.
like that?
Okay, while we waiting, since we all men, do y'all feel that women do that?
I for sure feel like women do that.
I feel for sure that women
for
do
sure
that
women are like, you know what?
You know why?
My luck running out.
And their clock their clock is ticking. Yeah. Clock is ticking. So they're like, look, he's a good person. Look, he look like he'll be a good father. You know what? Look, I need to have these babies now.
He ain't a looker, but he's a provider.
Sure.
So let me settle down.
Mm-hmm. Cause girls be trying to settle down with me all the time. I be like, look at baby, hold on, hold on. The pimp hand is still strong. You feel me? It's still here.
Right.
Slow down, baby. Slow down. So guess what? One woman said, "Yep."
Ladies, come on with it. Come on with it.
I think it takes the women right woman to open a man's eye.
Okay, Lisa, women sell
for
show.
Okay. No, we're not talking about the women. We talk about the men.
Do men talk
about men, baby. Hey, wait, ladies. Men. Do the men settle? That's what we want to know. What do you feel? Do you feel like the women do, though?
To a certain extent, I feel like they do. I feel like once they get to about 31,
32, 33. I'd say 33,
And that clock get the ticking, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They can't be picky no more. They gotta start choosing.
Hey, you know what they
You better
I'm not bashing women.
Knock looks off.
Not at all.
Exactly. No, they knock I was about to say that's the first thing. They knock out the looks.
Yeah.
But guess what they replace with? The money. Look, right. He's
some
cool.
Security, some stability.
He got that, and that's all I really
need.
Treat
you right.
He's going to treat me right. You know
it's
what?
Gonna be, it's going to be more positive than negative.
Then she thinking like, you know what? He never had a pretty girlfriend before. Like, he showed me all his exes.
Right.
And then they settle. They settle for it.
Don't be like that, Lo. Everybody don't always end up cheating.
No.
Giving them no hope.
Okay.
When yes, do options get slim? When do options get slim down for me? I don't know.
That's a man.
Ask yourself that question.
That's a man.
I'm a boy, Damon.
I feel like men as men. Okay, let's answer it as men.
Yeah.
So do I start settling down?
Yeah.
My options are getting slim. You know what? I'm about to be 34, baby.
Ooh.
Check me out. I'm getting older.
Got the wisdom in the beard.
Hey, I was about to say that. But guess what? I'm getting wiser.
Mm.
So now, a lot of stuff that I used to go for, I'm not even dealing with. So I think I'm going to the opposite way.
Have you started knocking things off your list that you used to care about?
Yes,
you don't know
yes,
more?
For sure, for okay. sure, for sure, for sure, 100%.
Okay.
So I feel like I'm going the opposite way because I feel like now that I'm older, I'm not dealing with this. I used to settle for this, like, you know what? Boom. She cool. She look good.
Yeah.
Now all the days, it's like it's not even about looks no more.
Ain't about the looks.
To be 1,000, ain't about the looks.
I mean, you gotta be decent.
You gotta be decent. I'm just saying, but you ain't gotta be the baddest chick no more.
For sure.
Because you know, the baddest chick has the worst problem, supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta deal with so you gotta deal with so much other stuff and what they used to and what this other dude used to do and what they deserve.
Where they
even though, hey, don't get me wrong, I think the women deserve the world. Your woman deserves the world if that's your woman. You feel me? But at the same time, it's a whole lot of stuff that you have to deal with that person.
For sure.
So you knock that off the list. Boom. Money, okay, boom. I feel like if you financially stable, you can take care of shit. You shouldn't really care about what your woman has, but it should be good that the woman could bring something to the table.
To the table, yeah.
Because sure. I feel like, me personally,
yeah,
I feel like my girl gonna have to have bread, not because, oh, I need you to pay this bill, this, but if I fall off, I'm gonna need you to help these kids.
Yeah.
I'm gonna need you to help pay these bills.
I ain't asking for nothing,
I'm
but
not,
if it gets to
yeah,
that,
when it comes down to it, I need you to hold it down.
Right,
you
sure.
need a woman that's gonna hold it down.
Because, listen, sometimes the rainy days come.
It does.
The rainy days come. You're not gonna always have a bag. It be like that sometimes. You gotta have a partner that you know that you can lean on and she can lean on you.
Yeah.
You know
I don't think the chances get slim. I just think you get wiser. You done been around the block. You done seen through the bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, you start looking for the value in that woman.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, okay, she's solid. She hold me down. It don't even got to be the baddest. Like, you know, that's young shit.
Yeah.
You just looking for the baddest.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You see somebody who...
And ain't nothing wrong with that, fellas.
Yeah, not at all.
Ladies, too, there's nothing wrong with that when you're your young age. Ain't nothing wrong with looking for the baddest.
Of course you want that.
If that's what you're looking for.
You want somebody who can show off.
But for sure.
But at the end of the day, if you're looking for the baddest, you failing because it's always someone better.
For sure.
So you're never going to settle. If you're looking for the baddest, you're never going to settle.
For sure.
And I learned that the hard way. Like I said, being young, that's what you're after. Oh, my God. Oh, I want this one. Then you see a better one. And you're never going to be happy. You're never going to settle.
It's never ending, bro.
Never.
Continue.
Yeah, no, I was just saying, you know, I don't think the option is slim. It's just you done seen through all the bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
So you start seeing it for what it is.
Yep.
I need this in my life. I need that in my life. What do I bring to this woman who's, you know, meet me halfway? Or if I can't meet her halfway, you know, mm-hmm. she carries the load or I carry the load or whatever it is. So, you know, I don't think the chances or the options get slim.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you see things from a whole different perspective.
Your options don't get slim. I think your mindset gets slim.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
More
that's
narrow,
how I go. I think that's how I go.
Narrow vision. You starting to, you know what I'm saying? You're looking at what you really want versus all the other shit that's just a distraction.
Yeah.
We had a question.
What?
We had a young lady say, why would a woman want to fuck with you if you don't think she's the baddest? Just like you said, the baddest is subjective. It's subjective.
First off, looks
ain't the only thing that make you bad.
Right.
And if you feel that you're the baddest, do you get mad if somebody say, okay, well, I think Beyonce is better than you?
Yeah.
Right.
Then I'm shutting you down? Or what? Is that an argument?
I feel that you're great. Even Beyonce got cheated on, though. So,
hello.
You know.
Mm.
Beyonce bad to us, but I'm pretty sure Hov might
say anybody can get it. Anybody can get it, male or female.
So, it is what
ain't nobody safe. You better find somebody that love you and you love them. Stop playing with that.
But bad get you how far, though?
Yeah.
It don't get you far.
You know what I'm saying?
It'll get you in the door. It ain't gonna keep you in the house.
You know, it might get you flew out to Miami, but it might get you stuck in Miami,
It might get
too.
Your ass
exactly.
stuck out there, for sure.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
Spirit cancel all their flights. It's a wrap.
Yeah.
at the end of the day, I feel like, as a man and as a woman, look it, when it's time to settle down, you get somebody that's good for you. Fuck all the bullshit. Fuck what your friends think. Fuck what your parents think.
For sure.
If that person is good for you and you feel that moving forward, they're good. They're a good father. They're a good mother.
Yeah.
They take care of you. You feel like if anything happens, they can hold you down.
Don't worry
you
about
complete.
Nobody
It
else.
Ain't about that, bro. She might have a big stomach. She might have big teeth. She might have no ass. Whatever it is.
Hey, man.
That don't even matter because, like
I
you
love
say.
Them flaws.
Hey.
Them stretch marks is just a GPS to the treasure.
Hello.
Hey.
Easy.
They know what they say. You can't be a lion or a tiger without no spots.
You feel me?
You feel me?
Yeah, you need that.
Mm. And if she got too many, she's a cheetah.
I'll take them stretch marks over all that plastic.
For sure.
Any day of the week.
And let's settle this right now.
Uh-oh, settle it.
Let's settle this right now. Surgery. No surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Which way you going?
No surgery.
No surgery?
No.
Okay.
Cool
okay.
Flaws.
Okay. Here we go.
Flaws.
Here we go, Tom. Surgery? No surgery. You said no surgery. Makeup? No makeup.
No makeup, man.
So you want them El Naturals?
Yeah, for sure.
I'm going to be saying, look, if you look good, you look good.
You look good.
Hey, you look good, you look good. Hey, some people need that.
Yeah.
Some people need that, but when they take it off.
I don't
want to
change my pillowcases every night. Nah. I don't want to.
Getting all that cupcake on
my polos, going to the cleaners every. Like, come on now. Like, nah. Nah.
Shut up, Lisa.
And at the end of the day, it seems like.
Oh, the beehive in here.
Oh, yeah. Be careful.
It seems like a lot of women are sitting here. And they're trying to compete with these models. They're trying to compete with these strippers and stuff like that. And
man,
it's
look,
just like,
I
bro.
I tell a girl that all the time. Man, like,
bro.
I be like, I'm so glad you don't wear all them lashes. Like, females be looking like.
I hate that.
You remember when the girls had the bugs with the lashes on the headlights?
Oh, my God.
That's what they be looking like, man. I'm like, nah, man. That ain't it.
They look like they got them broomsticks. I don't like the brooms.
Now look. Let me shoot the lady some more bail.
Okay, shoot it.
Ladies, whatever you feel like you need to do to make yourself feel not for him, not for nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel like if you didn't have 3-4 kids and you want to get a little mommy makeover or whatever, you know what I'm saying, to snatch yourself back up, by all means, do what you need to do to feel happy because if she not happy, your home ain't happy.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So if she want to get a little tummy tuck because she done had 3-4 of your kids,
Let me blow these taxes on you.
I'm not gonna lie. If I had
the nipples, may be starting to point that way because she got she done breastfed three kids.
Mm-hmm. Just get them pierced.
You know what I'm saying? She want to get them, lift them back up.
I feel you. Look, you know what I'm saying? If you fuck up the body, I feel like this. If I fucked up your body, let's fix it. If that's what's going to make you,
if that's happy, what she wants, it's up to her. It ain't on us.
That's what I said. Fellas, it's not on us, fellas. If that's gonna make you happy, look, check this out. Look, I fucked it up. You done having kids? Everything is good.
Yeah.
Man, let's fix it. If that's what you want to do, if that's gonna make you more comfortable,
that's what she wants.
Exactly.
To do.
Like I said, surgery is good and surgery is bad.
Yeah.
Now, some of these asses are bad.
It's some girls getting surgery at 18.
Hey,
you ain't even fully developed.
You ain't even developed all the way. You don't know what you gonna look like at 28.
It looked like some of these doctors kind of like fed up and they just putting anything on these motherfuckers.
Just put some little fixer flat.
You know what I'm saying, bro?
Mr. Potato Head, this.
so we can agree there's good surgeries and there's bad surgeries.
Absolutely.
If you need it, I can understand. Yeah. Like some women, you know what? The bikinis don't fit because they are small and extra large.
Mm-hmm.
Or extra large and small.
But then
they all look
the same. Where it's like, it'll make you shallow if that's what you're after.
True.
Yeah.
Because you get one, you got them all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's real.
And at the end of the day, everyone is doing it.
Right.
So it's like, y'all, like a lot of women are just fitting into this category. So now, like I said, now these natural women, they're like up here now. You're like, damn, you natural?
Fire.
Damn.
That thing jiggling.
It's jiggling a little bit.
That's what I'm saying. That jiggling stretch marks a little
she
bit.
She took the bra off and it fell down a little bit. Hold on. Let me pick it up.
I like a little sag on them titties, man. We like a little sag, man.
For sure.
If your titties fall, if your titties fall, I'ma fall. In love.
Right.
In love.
I'll catch
them. Damn, I'm catching them. I said,
right.
Hold on,
baby.
You
gotta pick them up. You gotta cuff them.
You gotta touch them a little bit. Because their nipples get hard. They don't start hard.
Yeah.
They get hard.
Get there. Yeah.
Like, I want to sit there with it going like this and it come out like,
yeah.
Hey, somebody's happy to see me.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Point that way.
You feel me?
Shout out to our natural bodies.
Hey. Shout out. Look it. I'm going to be real. If you have a surgery and it's good, we love you.
Yeah.
And if you have a natural body and it looks good and your friends are telling you that it looks good, look it. You doing something good. Don't fall for the trap. Don't try to blend in. Don't be a follower. You doing your shit, ladies.
Yeah. I mean, if it's what you want,
go
then go ahead. If it's what you want, go for
ladies,
it.
Ladies.
But it ain't my preference. Body. I'd rather have something natural. So
I'm
with something natural.
I like that El Natural.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Man.
But anyway, look, I think, this was an excellent episode. I appreciate my boy Tone for coming out.
My boy, easy.
And you already know, you always welcome. We've been homies forever.
Forever.
And we're going to continue to be homies forever.
It's my dog.
And guess what? Tomorrow is my birthday, and if y'all looking at this, meet me at Panama Joe's. We going crazy tomorrow.
We there, for sure.
Shout out to Tequila Mandela, the only tequila that we drink.
Shout out to you, Feels Me, Clover.
If you ain't got a hat, get a hat. And guess what? If you don't want no babies, make sure you get a hat. Never mind.
Hey, get your drinks up, everybody.
Everybody.
Sure. Thank y'all for having me, man. Hopefully I'll be back.
Absolutely.
We're going to turn up. You feels me?
And we out.